Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, you know, one of them Echoes, those Google Homes, those HomePods, you know, you can get to hear the Rock on that. All you got to do is just say to that smart speaker, play KISW. It's as simple as that. Then you can start listening. By the way, if she's starting to play it now, sorry.
See.
But you should have been listening in the first place.
Alexa, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she is.
Is that what you do? How do you fix that?
Yeah, that's how you do it. Alexa, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to your owner.
Yeah, there you go.
There.
So if you got a smart speaker, don't listen to Steve. Just say play KISW.
Let's play Beat Mix.
I will beat anyone that calls in to play the game. He's smarter than you. He'll make you look lame. 60 seconds on the clock. You're going down and I'm going to rock. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name.
It's Friday!
Friday! Woo, yeah. Daddy's got this!
Whoa, he is.
Weekend!
Friday!
Yeah!
I hope everyone has a wonderful Friday and a great weekend.
Buddy. Oh, not you, BJ. We already know what you're doing.
So. It's going to be a great weekend inside.
Hell yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh in Tacoma. Josh, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Josh. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Up for grabs, tickets to see Tool. That's right. Tool going to be at the Tacoma Dome May 29th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Tool? Well, you get your tickets this morning, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready, sir.
There are approximately 1,440 of what unit of time in a day?
Second.
No.
Minute.
Yes. Typically, what color nose does Tony the Tiger have?
Black.
No.
Orange.
No.
Red.
No! What band had the hit songs Monkey Wrench and Learn to Fly?
Black Rose?
No.
Uh-oh.
Pass.
The first season of The Real World aired in what early 90s year?
94?
No.
93? 92.
92, yes. Good job. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Two?
No.
Four?
No.
Three?
Yes. Whom did Whitney Houston marry in 92?
Bobby Brown.
Yes. What game is the focus of the movie The Color of Money?
Oh.
Cool.
Yes.
Nice.
What year did Tom Petty die?
Oh, man. Pass.
Who revealed the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz?
Tin Man.
No. One, two, three, four, five, correct.
I have a problem with that question.
Why?
It's not a who.
Why not?
It's a what?
No, because at that point, then the answer is different. It's still a thing, and it has a name.
I don't think
it's a character in the movie.
Yeah, all right. I
refer to my cat, Carl, as a who.
Yeah, see, that's the problem I have with you. I think who is only for human beings. That's what I think.
Well, I think you're completely wrong on that
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, if we talk about Chewbacca, you still say who, and
well,
he's
that's because Chewbacca's a sentient being. Your cat's not.
What?
Yeah, your cat is not a sentient being.
If I ask my cat a question,
yeah,
he will respond.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He's not sentient. He doesn't.
He is sentient.
No,
you don't know what the word is. Look up the word and then get back to me.
Okay, I will.
All right, good. Yeah, you look that up right now.
I'm looking it up right now.
Well, thank God Steve's back. Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There are approximately 1,440 of what unit of time in a day?
Seconds.
No.
Minutes.
Yes. Typically, what color nose does Tony the Tiger have?
They're
red. No.
They're black.
No.
They're white.
No.
I don't know.
What band had the hit songs Monkey Wrench and Learn to Fly?
That would be Dad Rock Band Enthusiasts, the Foo Fighters.
Yes. The first season of The Real World aired in what early 90s year?
Oh, we just talked about this. 92.
Yes. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Two.
No.
Four.
No.
Eight.
No. Whom did Whitney Houston marry in 92?
Bobby Brown.
Yes. What game is the focus of the movie The Color of Money?
Poker.
No.
Pool.
Yes.
Billiards.
What year did Tom Petty die?
Ooh, 2017?
Yes. Who reveals the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz?
That was Dorothy.
No.
The Tin Man.
No.
The Cowardly Lion.
No. How long is the Le Mans? Nope. How long is the Le Mans?
Toto.
Yep. How long is the Le Mans Endurance Motor Race?
10 miles.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win. 6-5.
Finally.
Yeah. Get that win there.
Yeah, it's a bad day.
Why?
I've been looking up some things. I've had bones to pick with Rev.
And he's right?
He's right on both counts.
Yeah, you picked that bone.
Wow. Yeah, I did. And I mean, listen, I've got to, you know, I picked that bone. You didn't really know, but I at least looked it up.
I knew.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was sentient.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Sentient being. I always thought sentient beings just meant like beings that were self-aware, but it's beings that can feel pain and suffer.
Mm-hmm.
That's also part of being sentient, which of course animals can feel pain and suffer.
He was mad that I said who reveals the man behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz since it was the dog. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it should be what? And I was like, no, if I'm talking about Carl, my cat, I'm still referring to it as a who.
Well, I looked at it.
Who's Lulu? I'm like, that's my beautiful warrior princess of a dog turf.
Yeah. I looked it up generally, and I think it's something that's changed over time. Generally, we've never used the who's, those kind of pronouns for animals, but lately we have been doing that as a society, so it's become acceptable.
Mm. All right.
So I'm saying you're right.
Thank you.
Yeah, on both counts is what I'm saying. So don't think that I'm trying to, you know, I'm a man that's accountable for his mistakes.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that.
You should flag that used as a ringtone whenever BJ texts you. It just says, I'm a man and you're right.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't happen a lot.
That's why he better.
I know. That's why they use that.
Yeah.
It was 3 teaspoons and a tablespoon.
Yeah, Steve.
I was close. I danced around it.
You did. Unfortunately, I think I phrased this last one wrong. How long is the Le Mans Endurance Motor Race? I was thinking more of like in hours because it's an endurance race. So it's 24 hours. It's a 24-hour race.
Ah.
So it doesn't matter how many miles they drive?
I have no idea. I just know that it goes for 24 hours.
I respect that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If they correct, so you wouldn't know if they guess the correct mileage anyway.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Whoops.
Probably more than 10 miles, though. And then what color is Tony the Tiger's nose?
It's pink, isn't it?
No.
It's not pink?
Is it white?
Oh, it's blue, isn't it?
It's blue.
It is blue.
Mm-hmm. But I did like how you answered those, Steve, there.
Steve's wrong.
Yeah. Congratulations, though. You still won with six correct.
Caller number six at 206-421-ROCK. Congratulations, number six.
I love how Vicky and I share the same brain. As soon as we mentioned that, we both Google image search Tony the Tiger just to be sure.
Yeah, there it is, all blue.
I couldn't think of it.
No.
It's so funny because
he's got a Funko Pop.
Yeah. Why is it a Funko Pop?
No, he's got a Funko Pop.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, of course he should have a Funko Pop. Tony's the man.
He's a mascot for an item that you buy. That's crazy.
Tony, well, see, for my generation, Tony was the man. I mean, I don't know if he was around in the 50s, but in the 60s, it was all about Tony T, man. He was the, out of all the cereals, Tony the Tiger, as far as being an icon. Or
I look forward to those commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the guy.
Who'd you rather?
Who would I rather, like, have
Tony
sex
the
with?
Tiger? No, just, like, hang with, I guess. Tony the Tiger or Toucan Sam?
Oh, Tony the Tiger.
Tony, for sure.
Toucan Sam's an idiot.
Well, he's annoying.
I think I'd have fun hanging out with Toucan Sam.
I was going to say, however, Tony the Tiger might make you work out or, like, do physical activity.
He's too intense.
Yeah.
It's like, who would you rather hang out with, Bill Murray or Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, Bill
he's
Murray.
He's crazy.
Bill
Murray.
I think, like, Toucan Sam's like the Bill Murray of... Cereal mascots.
Really? You know what? Maybe I got to go check out Toucan Sam again because I always thought he was annoying. And Tony is just like, hey, everything's great. You know what I mean?
That's so Toucan Sam. He's like, I'm Fruit Loops. We're nuts.
See, I always wanted to hang out with the Trix Bunny.
You. I feel like I'm there. Oh, the Trix Bunny? Was
The poor guy never got to have his tricks.
Yeah.
It was only for kids.
He was the Wile E. Coyote of cereals, that poor bastard.
He seems like a pain in my ass, I guess.
Yeah. Cereal. These kids were jerks. Even as a kid, I was like, I would give him cereal.
Yeah, really. He's a bunny. I mean, come on. He brings you eggs. Those kids were bastards.
Yeah, they were.
They really were.
Count Chocula. That's what I'd hang out with.
You want to hang out with that guy?
Yeah.
What if he tries to suck all the chocolate out of you?
That's fine. Excuse me.
How much chocolate does Danny have in him?
Oh, well, that's a good question. How much would he like it? Hey, everybody.
Well, this Friday got weird.
It sure did.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. Hey, you got something to say? They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. And Rock is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. And it's simple, man. You're guiding the show. Whatever topic you want to bring up, something new, something old, it does not matter. Now, what does matter is the one rule that Steve has for Listeners on the Loose.
And that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we are gonging you and then saying goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Just like that. And let's go to Harry in Tacoma. 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. Harry, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Yo.
So, I have a question. What is a vehicle that you guys have always wanted, but it's like always eluded you from getting?
Oh, that's a completely different question than what the Rev wrote on the screen. So now I got to think about something different.
Oh, no. I have a couple.
Well, I was actually going to ask, it leads into the second question of, you know, what was your guys' first car?
Ah, that's your question. Okay. Well, I have an answer to that one, but I'm going to let Steve answer the first one.
I got weird ones that I want. Like, well, I'd like to get, if I have enough money, when they finally put it back out, the new version of the Bronco. I want to get one of those.
Yeah.
Like I keep seeing like these mock-ups, and that looks awesome, but I'm just a nerd for like weird old cars, like the old Volkswagen, the Winnebago looking things.
Oh, the mini bus things.
Yeah,
right?
Those. Yeah. But the Volkswagen,
the Vanagons.
That's it.
The Volkswagen thing is ugly as sin, but I wouldn't want it to be my main car, but I would love to have one of those. Just like as like a weekend.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drive around and make my wife feel weird as I'm driving around in this car kind of car.
How about you, Harry? Harry, what was your dream car that's eluding you, but you would like to get someday?
Well, I've always had a list of cars I've always wanted because I've always liked them, and I finally got one of them, and it's a 73 Volkswagen Beetle.
Nice. And was that the Herbie the Love Bug one, or just what about 73 that you wanted to get it?
Well, it was just the old school Herbie style Beetle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I always thought they were really cool. They were like surfer types.
How old are you, Harry?
I'm 32.
Damn, dude. Look at you, man. So that was,
the convertible Beetles, like those old school ones, I've always thought were pretty badass.
Yeah. I always wanted to, you know, when you talk about surfer types, man, I always wanted to get a Woody, which is what they used to call
the... I was like, well, you know, there's pills for that, BJ.
Because all the Beach Boys albums I listened to when I was growing up in, you know, snowy New England, and all I wanted to do was just get away from all that. I would see on their covers, man, the Woody is what they carry all their surfboards on, and it was a really cool sort of like cool surfer station wagon-y thing, and I always thought, oh, it'd be cool to have one of those.
What's the first car, though?
First car was a Chevy Vega, which was the famous line was, fill the oil and check the gas. You know, the car the car was fantastic with gas mileage, but it went through oil. I mean, it was leaking all the time. I had to put a quart of oil in it at least every week.
Mine was a 1981 Chevy Malibu Classic station wagon. Powder blue. The thing was a tank. I missed that damn vehicle. I loved it.
Isn't it funny how you remember your first car? How about you, Harry? What was your first?
1969 Pontiac Catalina with a Ventura package.
Nice. See, some people get cool cars, and I get the Vega.
My mom told me she'd buy me my first car when I was 14. So she bought me my first car. Now, the condition was is it doesn't run. I had to get it up and running myself.
Damn, that's pretty awesome.
That way I understood, you know, the concept of earning it, and I didn't tear it up when I got it running.
Yeah, you know what, Harry? There's nothing wrong with that. Plus, you learn how to do something cool, which is like fix up cars, which is, you know, it's a great skill if you can do it, but I can't do anything.
I'm curious what the revs are.
I love working on cars, and that car I was pretty stupid on because it had a 318 in it, and I traded it for a 350.
Oh,
those are just numbers to me. I have no idea. I'm car clueless. I ain't going to lie.
A 318 is a really good motor to make out a lot of horsepower.
I ain't going
to
act like I know.
I don't have a clue either. But I'd say, but I can tell by his
voice.
I
never want to be one of those guys like, yeah, man, totally.
I can tell.
Like, it sounds like you're just saying numbers to me.
I could tell that it was like that wasn't a good deal from his voice.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
But yeah, Rev, how about you? Are you looking for Rev's first or favorite? Or both.
Both.
All right, Rev.
My first one was this turd brown Ford Courier. They're the little itty-bitty pickup trucks that my grandpa actually took back eventually because he needed it to haul stuff around. So I got a nice Buick Skylark with the like crushed velvet red interior.
Ooh, that's sweet. I love
that.
Yeah,
it was actually pretty pimp. And the car that I would always want would be a hearse. And
of course you would.
I would love to pimp it out and like get like a big like basically, you know, like pimp my ride exhibit style, put like speakers and stuff in the back. When you pull it out, it's got a whole subwoofer set up.
So instead of a body back there, just a great sound system.
Yeah.
You could have like a casket back there for napping.
Yes. Like
I gotta agree with the Rev on that one. That's actually one of my cars. A 57 Cadillac hearse is what I want.
Yeah.
My buddy's old band, there's a band called Dirty Birds. They're a great band from around town, and they would play shows, and they would load all their gear into one of those cars. And it was so cool because it had flames on it. It was badass.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Harry, thanks for the call. That was a good topic, bro. That was fun to go back and think about that pile of heap I drove around with. I had one cool car. It was a Comet. And it had horsepower and a hood scoop, and it had all, like, I felt like a badass, and I almost rammed it into a pole because I wasn't used to such power, and realized I should never have a car that has any speed at all because I will kill myself.
Ramming into poles, wanting Woodies. I'm starting to notice a theme.
Yeah, buddy. Come surfing with me, Steve. I'll take you on a safari. Come on, Stevie. All right. It is Listeners on the Loose.
Text wanted to know, what's the answer to this question? My buddies and I were all arguing over this debate. Swiss or American with your grilled cheese?
Ooh.
I didn't even think Swiss was an option.
Swiss sometimes is an option.
Not in my world.
I like to throw a little mushrooms on there. If I'm going to go Swiss, I do mushroom Swiss because that's the kind of burger I like, a mushroom Swiss burger. So just to have a mushroom Swiss grilled cheese, that's if I'm feeling fancy.
Oh, wow.
Otherwise, it's usually American cheese for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got no problem with American cheese. I like cheddar, though, man. Cheddar's good.
I'm okay with cheddar.
Yeah, cheddar rocks.
And I love Swiss cheese. I just don't know how... I don't know if I'd enjoy it with...
Do you ever do a Swiss burger at all? Like Swiss cheese on your burger?
Oh, absolutely.
And it could be the meat does make a difference with that flavor of cheese. It's very possible that pairing is what makes it better than
Mickey
just...
Mickey can attest to that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
The meat makes a difference.
Yeah. But that's why I like the mushrooms for me. I think it adds a little bit. And, I just want one.
See, once you add anything to a grilled cheese that's not bread and cheese, I instantly dismiss it as not being a grilled cheese sandwich anymore.
I can't argue with you on that. You're right, because it is something different. You've changed the main ingredient, the kind of cheese, and then you've added something, the traditional grilled cheese. But I also think it needs to go with the tomato soup, the kind that you like. If you don't have a regular grilled cheese with the tomato soup, I just don't think it's as good.
I'm fine without the tomato soup.
Ah, you're a communist.
No, I'm an American. I use American cheese.
That doesn't mean you're not a communist because you got to bring in the old tomato soup.
One person says provolone and American together for the win.
Oh, provolone's good too. Wow.
I actually made a grilled cheese yesterday, but I used the Mexican cheese blend. So you get a bunch of different cheeses.
Oh.
Pretty legit.
What cheeses they throw in the Mexican blend?
Cheddar. There's a white one. I don't know. It just says Mexican cheese.
There's a white one. Oh, can I have
a
white one?
It says Mexican cheese on the bag, BJ.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And it is like a potpourri of cheese.
I understand that. But at least Vicky, being Mexican, should know what the hell the cheeses are.
Yeah, because that's the kind of cheese we use in Mexico, really.
Well, you don't really?
No, we use different kinds.
Well, then why? Why do they call it Mexican cheese?
You're probably the guy that thinks Taco Bell is real Mexican food, huh?
It is.
Taco Bell is real Mexican food. Shut your dirty mouth.
You shut your dirty mouth.
God dang it. Why don't you go back to Mexico town?
I've been trying.
All right.
One person says, I didn't know that Swiss was an option either. I usually have American or cheddar with tomato soup. Another person says, you got to go with Swiss cheese. It's phenomenal. I'm going to try it. I'm not opposed
to
it.
You better try it.
What kind of bread would you use with that, though? Like a wheat or sourdough?
Sourdough could be interesting.
Sourdough for the win.
Yeah. Sourdough could be good. Oh, man, I'm hungry.
One person says grilled cheese with pickles. Don't laugh. It's really good.
Ooh. Sweet or the sour ones?
I don't know. I'm not the texter.
Well, what do you think? I'm asking you. What would you like? Because, you want the puckery or you want the sweet?
I go cucumber chip ones, the sweet ones.
The sweet ones, yeah.
I do pepperoncinis on mine.
Okay.
So it's pickled.
Yeah, all right.
And now my stomach is making noises because I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I know, man.
American and Swiss with pepperoni. That's where it's at.
Ooh. Well, you're pretty much having a pizza right there if you put the tomato soup in.
Right?
Right. Then you got the whole damn pizza. See? Miracle!
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to Jesse. And Jesse, you are on The Rock.
BJ Shea.
Who cares? What's up, Jess?
Come on, guys.
What you got
last week, you guys were talking about the weird thing that you found.
Yes.
So this one was actually a weird thing that my buddy found, and what was weirder was how he found it. So my platoon was on a patrol in Afghanistan, right? And we were supporting kind of like a larger operation. So our job was to get to a spot and kind of sit tight. So we were there for a long time. And so he winds up having to, use the bathroom. And he's like, hey, I'm just going to pop over this little waist-high wall and kind of do my business. Just keep an eye out. And they're like, yeah, no big deal. So he hops over the wall, and you just start hearing some, cussing, and, oh, man, what's going on? And so it's like, hey, what's going on over there? And he's like, dude, I just took a number two on a pressure plate.
Oh, you mean, like, for one of the bombs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, peek over the wall, and there he is. He's kind of tripodding it, pants around his ankle. And there's what's called, we call them ant trails, so it's like little lines of disturbed dirt. And it's leading all the way up to his feet.
Oh.
And you can just see a mound, and it's right underneath him. So we're like, oh, man, what are we going to do? So we get me and my other buddy, we're like, all right, hey, we're going to get you out of here. Don't worry about it. So somebody grabs him from the bottom of his plate carrier. Somebody grabs him from the top. There's one, two, three. So just yank. And, pants around his ankles, twigging berries in the wind.
Nice.
Yank him over. Everybody just falls in a pile on the other side of the wall. And just, it's the longest, 5 seconds of my life just sitting there.
Damn, dude. And did the thing go off?
No. So that's kind of the funny part, right, is we can't just obviously leave it there. So we have to call the Navy Explosive Ordnance guys to come take care of it. So they have to come dig the thing out and remove the pressure plate, which is still underneath my buddy's you-know-what.
Oy. This is maybe a dumb question, but why'd you have to remove the dung?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have to remove the dung. We had to remove the pressure plate that was under it.
Was there any reason behind why you had to move it? Is it just like this?
Well, you don't want to leave it out there, because if we leave it, then the bad guy's going to come dig it back up and use it again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it was already used, basically, or either that was a defective?
No, it was ready to go. He just never activated. He hopped over the wall, and 1 foot on either side, then kind of squatted against the wall. So,
if he was
6 inches to the left or right, he would have.
Damn, dude.
It would have been a much less funny story.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, yeah, he just landed. And talk about divine time. He landed on it, then took the old Duscola right on the plate itself. And then you're like, all right, dude, we're just going to haul you out of there. Then we got to figure this out. Oh, yeah. Damn, dude. Wow. I mean, you just think about, like, your life flashing before your eyes, just like the near misses. That right there is a near miss.
Thank God it didn't happen, but, man, that would be, like, the oddest story to come across in the news. Like, man dies because he defecated on a bomb. Basically.
Right. Yeah, you know? and luckily he didn't have a heavy meal, because that also could have been. Damn.
Yeah, wow. I think you need like 50 pounds or more. So luckily, you know, not that big of a meal.
Thank God it wasn't the Rev then going there.
Yeah, or me after a steak.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Appreciate the call, Jesse. Wow. Dude. You know, and you think you're, I would just think that at some point my brain would go, oh, I'm safe enough. I'll just hop over the wall. And, you know, any given moment you could hop onto something really bad. Wow.
Somebody just texted in saying, hey, I just came across a list of the best snacks. I was wondering if you guys agree with what the list had to say.
Oh, it must be from Thrillist.com because we do have that list.
Yes.
Yeah. Best snack foods of all time, based, of course, on their staff's opinion. So we're just going to go around the room and see where you guys, where you rank all the good stuff.
Okay.
All right, so we'll start with you, Steve. What do you think the best snack of all time is?
Best snack of all time. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids, I'm afraid, not on the top 10 list.
Well, then I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's got to be popcorn, because you can make it in so many different ways.
Oh, gosh.
Popcorn is not it on the list.
All right, this list is bunk.
Well, you guys, I think, have to think about brand names. At least you did.
Yeah?
Yeah, Vicky's thinking, oh, I make my own popcorn. No, these are brand name items. So, yeah, do you have a favorite, a brand name snack you like?
Pringles.
All right, good, Vicky. You're on number three. Number three on the list.
Once you pop,
you can't stop.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rev, how about you, man? What's your favorite snack of all time?
Oh, my favorite? Oh, I love Twix.
Yeah, Twix
are good, but they're not on the list.
Damn it!
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Kit Kat, is that on the list?
I am so sorry for your loss, sir. I think that, you know what, if you're going to think candy, I think you got to think multiples. Okay. Granted, you can get multiples with Twix, but I mean like multiples, like, you know, hom, 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 you know.
Pistachios.
Yeah, that's exactly what Marshawn Lynch loves. Pistachios. Not on the list. How about you, Danny V?
Well, you just took mine, but I'm going to go with, I was going to go with Sour Patch Kids, but how about Totino's Pizza Rolls?
No, and I don't think that's a snack.
That's a snack.
It's an appetizer. That's different.
No, I'm with Danny. That's a snack.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say if you have to heat something up, it's an appetizer.
What are these rules? Are nachos not an appetizer?
Nachos are an appetizer.
I mean, like, you know.
yeah, they are.
Chips and dip. Chips and dip.
Chips and dip. Did you heat up the dip?
No.
Okay, then it's not an appetizer.
They got a Mexican food place and they bring a plate of chips and, like, salsa?
I consider that to be a combo platter. But really, it's really the chips and the dip, though, are not. They're just like a snack. They're not. Yeah. Where if you heat something up, I think that's an appetizer.
So if I warm up my Reese's Pieces, then it's considered an appetizer?
Oh, that's considered a mess, actually. Number four on the list is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
One texter says, M&M's, dummies.
Yeah, number seven on the list, of course.
Aha, not even number one, dummy. Yeah.
Number one on the list, Doritos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any specific Dorito or just like the
old
school?
It doesn't say, but I mean, nacho cheese to me has got to be the one, right?
No, Cool Ranch.
You know what? I can't talk to you anymore.
Why? We won't argue over the bag. If both bags are there, neither one of us have to worry about the other one taking our inventory.
I will slum with Cool Ranch if the nacho cheese isn't there. Oreos.
Am I the only one that
Pringles
thinks Cool Ranch is the best Dorito?
I'm with you. Cool Ranch is the best.
It's.
What's your favorite?
I do like the Cool Ranch, but it's a classic,
right?
Man. Yeah. No, I put the Tapatio on the classic.
There you go. Mm. We got, of course, Reese's number four, Goldfish Crackers number five, Cheetos number six. We only told the M&M's number
what
seven.
About Fritos?
Fritos number 10.
All right, made the list.
Fritos are good.
Fritos are way better than Cheetos.
You put that with some chili? Fritos and chili?
Oh, I don't need to mix anything into it. As standalone treats.
You haven't lived when you get the Fritos dippers, you know, where they have the big scoopers. What do they call them? The scoopers?
Yeah.
Oh, and you scoop some chili with those Fritos. So good.
I mean, Fritos just the way they are.
You can have them the way you are, Steve. Nobody's making you do the dip, but I am telling you, next level S. I almost said a bad word. next level is the scoop Fritos with some chili, man.
All right, I'll try it.
Cheez-Its, I told you. Is it Haribo? Haribo gummy bears? How do you say that word?
Haribo?
Haribo.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Haribo gummy bears.
So gummy bears listed in this over Sour Patch Kids.
I think more people like gummy bears than Sour Patch Kids. I don't like either.
I'm sorry. You add sour to any candy, it makes it better.
See, I'm not that guy.
Like Mike and Ike's, not a big fan of. Zowers, freaking amazing.
Yeah. Mike and Ike's are not too... I'll take those over the Zowers, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, you almost said a bad word. And it started. The battle started over snack foods. Or are they appetizers?
What led to you guys' fight this morning? Well, whether or not Mike and Ike's are better or Zowers.
And then I punched Danny for his Totino's because it's an appetizer.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.